now batting first.
Okay. So, this year we're going to speak about friendships. Right? Chevra. Having companionship. So
how does friendship and companionship differ? I mean, it's kind of obvious, but...
Friendships are more on an individual level. Companionship is usually more... I mean, I don't know the Oxford Dictionary thing, but companionship, it's more like a group of people. I understand that's probably how you use it. Your companionship, it's like in more groups. Chevra is like more in group friendship. So yeshiva, okay. So it says. So this is based on Revolvi. In Alei Shor Chalek Aleph, right? So it says. Revolvi says, Liyot bein chaverim. To be with amongst friends, asher shifa achat lahem, which they each have. We all have one shifa, one like desire. Chavaya achat mishalevet otam, one like chavaya, one chavaya, one like being brings them together. Ish ozel ra'ehu, a friend helps us. Friend, a person helps his friend, ba'avoda, in his avoda, hayom yomid, in his daily avodas Hashem. Ulachiv yomah chazak, his brother will say, be strong, beragayim shel rifayon v'chalishut, in times of, going down and weakness hadas, of thinking. Zui masat nafsho shel kol adam u'befrat shel kol tzair. This is what every person deals with, and frat, someone who's young, like you guys. So now he goes on to explain that when you're in yeshiva, the purpose of being in yeshiva is not only to become a Talmid Chacham, not only to learn how to learn a Gemara, not only to have ideas in Chumash, not only to have, a good Hashkafa. There's another purpose in being in yeshiva, which is a very important aspect of being in yeshiva. And what is that? That's a place where you learn how to be part of the chevra, be part of a unit of people who are living a similar life for a similar reason, and being able to get on with your friends, your roommates, your classmates, and on an individual level, your chavrusa, right? To make barbecues that you guys are going to do tonight, right? So that people feel together. These are important aspects of yeshiva life. The important aspects of life even outside yeshiva. When you visit Hashem, it's different maybe in the Western world when you're working for your company. You don't have a chevra because you're living a completely different life. This guy is, down the bar. And you're down in the base of Medrash, right? So you're not exactly going to be that chevra with him. So, but when you go home and you live in a community, your community will be your chevra. The rabbi of the shul that you go to, the people in the shul. It's very important. Community life is very important. You'll have a shul where that's the place you're going to be learning. That's the place you're going to have your friends. So this learning that you're going to have in yeshiva is actually a very important preparation for your community life. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, the Volbi brings a Midrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim. So, and he wants to explain, not only is it important, it's essential. So the Midrash Rabbah says as follows. That basically, look, I'll read the Midrash Rabbah. So it says, Hayoshevet Beganim. Someone who sits in the gardens, chaverim makshivim lekolecha, and your friends are listening to your voice. Hashmi'ini, and listen to me. Rabbi Nassan b'shem Rav Acha Amar. Rabbi Nassan says the name of Rav Acha. Lemelech shuka'as al avadav. He got angry with his servants.
What's the word you use?
Lemelech, the king, who got angry with his servants. V'chavsham v'beit kolin, and he put them into prison. Ma asa hamelech? What did the melech do? Natal kol hakatz rakatin, all the sarim, all the people in charge, shalom, Va'avadav and his servants. Va'alach lishmoa, and he went to hear ma hayu hem omrim. What these people, what his servants were, you know, these people who were angry with what they were saying. Shema shayu omrim. He heard that they were saying, Adonenu amelech, our master the king, hu shebachanu, hu chayenu. He's the one we chose. He's the one we live for. Al nechsal Adonenu amelech la'olam. We shouldn't lose anything for our master, the king, forever. Amalahim b'ni, higbiyu kolchem, lift up your voices, kedei shishmu chaverim, that your friends will hear, she'al gabeichem, that are above you, they will hear what you're saying. Kach, af al pish yisro oskim b'melachtan, even there, they're not learning Torah, they have to do their malach, they have to work. Kol sheshet yamim, all 6 days, and they can't learn Torah. The Yom HaShabbat, that's the equivalent of the prison, right? The Yom HaShabbat, because that's not what they want to do, they want to sit and learn. The Yom HaShabbat, Mashkimim, they get up early. Ubaim le Beit HaKnesset, coming early to the Beit HaKnesset, to the shul. The Kurin Kriyishma, say Kriyishma. The Ovrim, Lifnei HaTeven, go in front of the Teva, the Shliach Tzibu. The Kurin Beter, they read the Torah, Maftirim Benovi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Omelahem, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says them, B'ni, my children, Higbiu Kolchem, lift up your voices, Kedei Shishmu Chaverim, that your friends will hear for you. The Ein Chaverim Ela Malchei Asharis, and the Chaverim we're speaking about are the angels. Tenu Datchem, put your minds, Shelo tisnu, that you shouldn't hate ze et ze, you won't hate each other. Velo tiknu, that you won't be jealous ze et ze, this one of this one. Velo tacharu ze im ze, and you won't like argue with each other. Velo tivayshu, you won't be embarrassed ze le ze. Shelo yomru malchi ashar lefanav, that you shouldn't say malchi ashar in front of them. Ribono shel olam, king of the worlds. Torah shenatata lahem, Torah that I gave to them, the Israel, ein an oskin ba, they're not working in it. Hare eva v'kina v'sina v'tacharut b'neihem. Why aren't they working in it? Because there's hatred and jealousy and like tacharut and like, you know, competition between them. V'atem tekaimu ota b'shalom. And you should be keeping with peace. So what does this mean? So Rav Volbi says, he's explaining here, that what do we bring? We're bringing that they're not learning Torah the whole week, they're in the Beit HaSurah. They're tied up with the world, with the simple things in the world, and they're unable to learn Torah. That's like being in the Beit HaSurah.
In a prison.
Yeah, in prison, like being in prison. Because they don't want to be there. They want to be free to learn Torah. Ein lecha ben chorin, amish osi b'torah. But they have to do that. That's shibud. That's what they have to do. They have to learn upon us. They have to make a living. And they're allowed to. But they come together as a group on Shabbos. And they learn Torah together. And they say, lift up your voices so your friends can hear you. The Malchei Asharet. And they can learn from you. These are the Sarim. These are like the people standing outside the prison. They're the Sarim. They don't have to do these things. They don't have to be involved in the physical world. Right? Listen. Listen, they're learning Torah together. Listen, we only have our king. That's why they're doing the tefillah, Kriyat Shema, say together, davening, and everything they do together. And they're learning together. But he says, that's only when there's shalom between them. There's not fighting, there's not hatred, there's not jealousy, there's not competition between them. Only then is there Torah. They're learning Torah, it's the same Torah they're learning. It's coming to tell you that when you're learning Torah, you're doing mitzvahs. If it's not done together, as a group, as a chabura, as a group of people who are working together for each other to the purpose, it's not considered Torah. It was this week's parasha, right? Oh no, last week's parasha. V'yichen sham tachataha. And it says, V'yichen, v'lo v'yachanu. Not that they stood there. One of the tanaim of the Kabbalah Satara is, V'yichen, ke'ish echad b'lev echad. As one people, right? One nation with one heart. One heart of Avodas Hashem. Why is that? Why isn't it Torah? Why isn't it Torah?
If they do it separate, it does not run whole.
Why? Why is that Tanai in Torah? Why isn't that Torah? You're learning Torah. You're learning Chumash, you're learning Gemara, you're learning whatever you're learning. Why isn't that Torah? Torah, so there's another Rashi. The Rashi says, by Yaakov Avinu. I think we mentioned this before. By Yaakov Avinu, it says, Shivim Nefesh Yardu Mitzrayim. 70 soul went into Mitzrayim. Why soul? Souls. So Rashi says, no. By Esav, we see, it says, Nefashos, souls. By Yisrael, by Klal Yisrael, 70 soul. Why? Esav, each one has his own Avodah Zorah. The internet, the television, the TV games, right? Each one has his own. So if you only have one computer, this guy wants to play his TV game, this one's on the internet, you know? Yeah, yeah. There's not going to be a computer left, right? Each one wants his own thing. Each one's doing his own thing. But Klal Yisrael, so it's considered nefashos, they're each serving the owner of Avodah Zorah. Klal Yisrael is serving one God. When they're serving one God, right? So that all of the Avodah is to one direction. When you're learning Torah, what are you learning? You're learning Ratzon Hashem, God's will. If you're all learning God's will, it's all bringing you together to one direction. As soon as it brings you to different directions, it means obviously there's something about your will involved. You want to be good because you want to be good, or you want to be better than the other guy. You're not learning God's will. You're learning God's will for not God's will. You're learning it for yourself. Understand? That's not God's will. If I'm learning something for my own gains, my own benefits, right? That takes it away from being God's will. That takes it away from being terror. You understand what I'm saying? Make sense to you? Or not clear? You can understand that? So that's why it's an important requisite of Torah learning. Yeshiva, it's very important to have these get-togethers, to feel one and to feel close to each other. And you should know something, without that, people are going to have difficulties in Yeshiva. The difficulty people have in Yeshiva is friendships. People, when they have good friendships, the learning goes well. When they don't have good friendships, the learning doesn't go well. You have to feel part of the group. It has to be one big family. When it's one big family, when they're all coming together, then you all feel the learning has come together. It's all, it works. You want to be a part of it. So one boy doesn't know as well as the other boy, so you help him out. He's part of the group. One boy knows better, so he'll be helping other boys who are weaker. Or he'll be looked after, he'll be asked questions, but he'll be helping in his own way. I want to be better because I want to be the best guy in the yeshiva. I want to be there. Also want to be the best. They're going to fight about it. You won't fight, fist fight. But you know, you want to compete. That's not a good thing. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? So it's very important, this chabura. Now, he says something else also.
What is
it? This is Revolbi. It says that the Talmid Chacham, the Loshav Chazal, for Talmid Chacham is a chaver, is a friend. Because a real Talmid Chacham is a chaver to everyone. He brings chibu, right? So that's what it says, we read every day, it says, don't call them benayich, your children, ela bonayich, right? Your builders. What are they building? What are they building? Why is that considered building? They build peace, they build the chabura, they build connection with people. That requires building. Who are the builders of that peace? Who are the builders of that chabura? That's Talmid Chachamim. That's why they're called the chave. They're mechabe, they connect to everyone, and therefore they bring everyone together with them. That's what a Talmid Chacham is. You understand? That's what Talmid Chacham should be. Okay. So now, alright, now I want to speak about, and it's related, but we're going to go away from this, and then we'll come back to it maybe, B'shem Hashem.